The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
The National ACT and New Zealand First coalition government announced its coalition deal on Friday, and in the agreement is a pledge to repeal amendments to the Smoke-Free Environments and Regulated Products Act of 1990 and regulations before March 2024. This decision would push back against legislation that works towards denicotisation, reducing retail outlets, and the goal of creating a smoke-free generation. This decision comes as somewhat of a surprise, as the National Party's Dr. Shane Reddy, who is set to be sworn in as the Minister for Health, has been vocal in his support of smoke-free legislation in the past. Health Coalition Aotearoa has released a briefing for the incoming government, and in it, the group urges the government to implement the laws and reach the goal of smoke-free 2025. I spoke to co-chair of the Smoke-Free Expert Advisory Group for Health Coalition Aotearoa, as well as the National Tobacco Advocacy Lead for the National Public Health Organisation, Leitu Tufunga, about the incoming coalition government's decision to repeal a series of smoke-free legislations. We also spoke about the disestablishment of the Māori Health Authority, as well as other health policies announced in the coalition agreements. Could you explain some of the smoke-free laws that the incoming government has promised to repeal?
Yeah, so the current incoming new coalition government is wanting to repeal the legislation that went through in 2022, which is the Tobacco Amendment Bill. So this bill, this legislation looked at three things. It looked at reducing the amount of tobacco sold in our communities. So currently we have 6,000 places that sell tobacco. It was looking at reducing it to only 600 places selling tobacco across the Motu. The second thing was reducing nicotine in smoked tobacco. So the ideal of that was that to push more people to quit because they won't be getting that hit that they need. And then the third thing was looking at introducing a smoke-free generation policy. So what that looks like is that people who are born after 2009 will not be legally sold tobacco. So we'll start to see a generation of our tamariki not being exposed to tobacco at all. So it's really important, you know, New Zealand has been leading the world around the smoke-free laws, and this was really instrumental. You know, we are at the doorsteps of the goal to be smoke-free by 2025. So this repeal would mean that we will be going backwards from this new coalition government who are wanting to repeal this legislation.
Does this decision align with policies promised by the National Party for better health outcomes?
So National Party in 2011 stated the commitment to be smoke-free by 2025 for the nation, and that they supported this. In the lead up to with this legislation, Dr. Shane Reddy supported the movement of denicotisation of smoked tobacco. And so, you know, it is really, really important that we have all three of these measures implemented in its full entirety. Now that they have announced that they are wanting to repeal this, you know, this will be a step backwards for everyone's health, in particular for Māori and for Pacific.
Could you speak a little bit more on the disproportionate effects on Māori and Pacific?
Yeah, so unfortunately for Māori and for Pacific, the smoking rates are are much more higher than non-Māori and non-Pacific. So the smoking prevalence for Māori is about 19%. For Pacific, it's about 18%, and that hasn't moved in the past few years. And so that was stated in the 2021 and 2022 New Zealand Health Survey. So with this legislation, for it to be fully implemented, it would make a massive dent ensuring that, you know, these populations, the most vulnerable, will be able to reach the goal to be smoke-free by 2025.
What sort of impact will less smoke-free laws have on our health system?
Yeah, so what we will start to see is that we will go backwards. In terms of the repeal, if this was to go ahead, we will still have places selling tobacco at every corner dairy, every petrol station, every supermarket. Tobacco will be readily available. It will go against also, you know, the three measures that we are wanting, that this world legislation is pushing for. We won't see as many quit attempts because our environment is saturated of tobacco. And so some people talk about, oh, it's personal choice. Well, it's not personal choice for those who are trying to quit. And it's not personal choice when our environment is set up and is not set up for them to win. You can have all of the wraparound support for them, but the fact that you can still go to every corner dairy, every petrol station, every supermarket, it will be available for them to purchase.
Given the damage that this decision could cause and a history of national supporting smoke-free legislation, do we have any understanding of the reasoning behind appealing these laws?
We know that, you know, ACT and New Zealand First didn't really support, I think ACT did not support the legislation. Their argument was pushed around the freedom of choice. And like I said before, when our environments are not set up this way and our systems are not set up this way to support the aspirations of many of our Māori whānau, our Pasifika kāinga, our hapū mama, those who are vulnerable, and particularly our children, who have backed these legislations and made many submissions to the Health Select Committee, there is huge risk. And so that is about them listening to the tobacco industry. It is also about them pushing profit over people. And so that's a massive risk to Aotearoa as a whole. And it would seem that we will be going backwards for sure.
Could you speak a little bit about the Health Coalition Aotearoa's briefing to the incoming parliament and some of the priorities within that?
So we, the Health Aotearoa Coalition have put together a briefing paper for incoming parliamentarians. And so, you know, we have listed many things that we would want to see the government to push. We are wanting better health outcomes for all things like the smoke-free legislation to be pushed through in its full entirety. Also looking at, you know, the Māori public Akawhai order and the disestablishment of that, there is huge risk in there. We're also wanting Māori leadership to be installed and to retain that so that there is better kōrero with Māori communities. There's also the commitment to base funding Kai Ora and Kai Ako, the free health school lunches program, as well as a commitment to develop a national food and nutrition strategy within the term of government. This is a really important opportunity for whānau, for anyone really, to be able to speak and say their truth around how these legislations will impact, and particularly with the repeal of the smoke-free legislation. A lot of our Māori whānau are really concerned around this, and this isn't whānau who, and these are people who, you know, just our normal whānau. They know that their rangatahi, their whānau will impact on around their quit journey. So we need to ensure that all of these three measures within this legislation gets pushed through and is implemented by this coalition government.
That was Leitu Tuwhinga, co-chair of the Smoke-Free Expert Advisory Group for Health Coalition Aotearoa, speaking to me about the incoming government's decision to repeal smoke-free legislation.